ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Today we are starting the new chapter, third chapter of Canto 10, text number 1 to 5. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीर्यये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती रुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So we have text number 1 to 5. I will read all the 5 and then we repeat the 5th one. Sri Shuka Uvacha Ata Sarva Gunopeta Kala Paramashobhanaha. I read the 4th slokas and 5th one we can repeat. अथ सर्वगुणोपेत काल परमशोभनः यह्येवाजन जन्मक्षं शान्तक्षग्रहतारकं दिशप्रसेदुर्गगनं निर्मलोडुगणोदयम् महीमङ्गलभूयिष्ठ पुरग्राम प्रजाकरा नद्य प्रसन्न सलिला ह्रदा जलरुखश्रियः द्विजाली कुलसन्नाद स्तवका वनराजयः वनो वायुः सुखस्पर्श पुण्यगन्धवः शुचः अग्नयुश्च द्विजातीनां शान्तास्तत्र समन्दता These 4 slokas I will read again. Sri Shuka Uvacha Atha Sarva Gunopeta Kala Paramashobhanaha Yarhye Vajana Janmaksham Shanta Kshagrahatarakam Disha Prasedurgaganam Nirmalodhuganodayam महीमङ्गलभूयिष्ठ पुरग्रामव्रजाकरा नद्य प्रसन्नसलिला ह्रदा जलरुखश्रियः
द्विजालीकुलसन्नादस्तवकावनराजयः ववो वायुः सुखस्पर्श पुण्यगन्धवः शुचिः अग्नयस्तद्विजानाम् शान्तास्तत्र समिन्तता.
So this is the fifth text which is written here. I read three times, after which you can kindly read one by one. First lady, first gents, and then ladies.
Māsāṁsyāsan prasannāni.
You can repeat.
Māsāṁsyāsan prasannāni. Sādhu nāma suradruhām. Jayāmāne jane tasmin. Nidurdhundhu bhayasamamam.
Word word meaning, translation and purport by Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.
Sri Sukavacha.
Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, Atha, on the occasion of Lord's appearance, Sarva, all round, Guna Upetaha, endowed with material attributes or facilities.
Kala,
a favorable time.
Parama Shobhanaha,
all auspicious and very favorable from all points of view.
All.
Yarhi,
when.
Eva,
certainly.
Agnana Jamma Raksham, the constellation of the stars known as Rohini.
Ajana
Rohini. Santa Riksha, Santaksha, none of the constellation were fierce.
None of the constellation.
All of them were peaceful. Grahatarakam, all the planets and the stars like Ashwini.
Planets.
Disha,
all directions.
Prasiduhu, appeared very auspicious and peaceful.
Gaganam,
all of outer space or the sky.
Nirmala Udu Gana Udayam,
in which all the auspicious stars were visible.
In the upper strata of the universe.
Mahi, the earth.
Mangala Bhush,
Mangala Bhushita Pura Grama Vraja Akaraha.
Akaraha, I'm sorry.
Akaraha. Whose many cities, towns, pasturing grounds and mines became auspicious and very neat and clean. Whose many cities, towns and pasturing grounds and mines became auspicious and very neat and clean.
Nadya,
the rivers.
Prasanna
Solilaha.
Solilaha.
The waters became clear.
Hridaya,
the lakes or the large reservoirs of water. This is Hridaya. Hridaya. It should be pronounced as Hridaya.
Jalaruha Striyaha,
appeared very beautiful because of blooming lotus all round. Because of
Dvija Ali Kula Sannada Stravataha,
the birds, especially the cuckoos
and the swarms of bees began to chant in sweet voices as if praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vana Rujaha. The green trees and plants were also very pleasing to see. Wawau, 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 blue. Vayuhu, the breeze. Sukha Sparshaya, very pleasing to touch. Punya Gandha, Vahaha, which has full of fragrance. Shuchihi, without pollution or dust, pollution by dust. Agnyayacha, and the fires at the place of sacrifice. Dvijastinam, of the Brahmanas. Santaha, Shantaha, undisturbed, steady, calm and quiet. Tatra, there. Samidhata, blazed. Manamshi, the minds of Brahmanas, who because of Krishna had always been afraid. Kamsa. Kamsa. I'm very sorry. Who because of Kamsa had always been afraid. Asan became prasannani, fully satisfied and free from disturbances. Sadhunam, of the Brahmanas, who were all Vaishnava devotees. Asura Druham, who had been oppressed by Kamsa and other demons, disturbing the discharge of religious rituals. Jayamane, because of appearance or birth. Ajane, of the Lord Vishnu, who is always unborn. Tasmin, in that situation. Neduhu, resounded. Dundubhayaha, Dundubayaha, cattle drums. Samam, simultaneously, from the upper planets. The translation. Thereafter, at the auspicious time for appearance of the Lord, the entire universe was surcharged with all the qualities of goodness, beauty and peace. The constellation Rohini appeared, as did stars like Ashwini. The sun, the moon and all and the other stars and planets were very peaceful. All directions appeared extremely pleasing and the beautiful stars twinkled in the cloudless sky. Decorated with towns, villages, mines and pasturing grounds, the earth seemed all auspicious. The rivers flowed with clear water and the lakes and vast reservoirs full of lilies and lotuses were extraordinarily beautiful. In the trees and the green plants full of flowers and leaves pleasing to the eyes, birds like cuckoos and swarms of bees began chanting with sweet voices for the sake of the demigods. A pure breeze began to blow, pleasing the sense of touch and hearing the aroma of flowers. And when the Brahmanas engaged in ritualistic ceremonies ignited their fires according to Vedic principles, the fires burned steadily, undisturbed by the breeze. Thus, when the birthless Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was about to appear, the saints and Brahmanas, who had always been disturbed by demons like Kamsa and his men, felt peace within the core of their hearts. And kettle drums simultaneously vibrated from the upper planetary systems. The purport. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says that his appearance, birth and activities or all transcendental, and that one who factually understands them is immediately eligible to be transferred to the spiritual world. The Lord's appearance or birth is not like that of an ordinary man who is forced to accept a material body according to his past deeds. The Lord's appearance is explained in the previous chapter. He appears out of his own sweet pleasure. When the time was mature for appearance of the Lord, the constellations became very auspicious. The astrological influence of the constellation known as Rohini was also predominant because this constellation is considered very auspicious. Rohini is under the direct supervision of Brahma, who is born of Vishnu, and it appears at the birth of Lord Vishnu, who in fact is birthless. According to the astrological conclusion, besides the proper situation of the stars, there are auspicious and inauspicious movements due to the different situations of the different planetary systems. At the time of Krishna's birth, the planetary systems were automatically adjusted so that everything became auspicious. At that time, in all directions, east, west, north, south, south, north, everywhere, there was an atmosphere of peace and prosperity. Auspicious stars were visible in the sky and on the surface in all towns and villages or pasturing grounds, and within the mind of everyone, there were signs of good fortune. The rivers were flowing full of water, and lakes were beautifully decorated with lotus flowers. The forests were full with beautiful birds and peacocks. All the birds within the forest began to sing with sweet voices, and the peacocks began to dance with their concerts. Radha Shyam Sundar, Krishna Balaram and Gauranitai Ki Jai. All the birds within the forest began to sing with sweet voices, and the peacocks began to dance with their concerts. The wind blew very pleasantly, carrying the aroma of different flowers, and the sensation of bodily touch was very pleasing. At home, the Brahmanas, who were accustomed to offer sacrifices in the fire, found their homes very pleasant for offerings. Because of disturbances created by the demonic kings, the sacrificial fire had been almost stopped in the houses of Brahmanas. But now they could find the opportunity to start the fire peacefully. Being forbidden to offer sacrifices, the Brahmanas were very distressed in mind, intelligence and activities. But just on the point of Krishna's appearance, automatically their minds became full of joy because they could hear loud vibrations in the sky of transcendental sounds proclaiming the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. On the occasion of Lord Krishna's birth, seasonal changes took place throughout the entire universe. Krishna was born during the month of September, yet it appeared like springtime. The atmosphere, however, was very cool, although not chilly, and the rivers and reservoirs appeared just as they could in Sharad, the fall. Lotuses, lilies blossom during the day, but although Krishna appeared at 12 o'clock midnight, the lilies and lotuses were in bloom, and thus the wind blowing at the time was full of fragrance. Because of Krishna's because of Kamsa's disturbances, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies had almost stopped. The Brahmanas and saintly persons could not execute the Vedic rituals with peaceful minds. But now the Brahmanas were very pleased to perform their daily ritualistic ceremonies undisturbed. The business of the Asuras is to disturb the Suras, the devotees, and Brahmanas. But at the time of Krishna's appearance, these devotees and Brahmanas were undisturbed.
Om Agnanati Mirandasya Agnananjana Shalakaya Kekharun Militam Yena Dasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Tapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
When a great personality appears in the market, he doesn't appear just like that. So many VIPs, so many policemen, so many people. First they come here in the marketplace, check up everything, whether things are okay or not. They do inspection one by one, first inspection, second inspection, final inspection. When everything is okay, then they say, okay, he can come. Then he starts coming. That is in this material. When the Supreme Lord, the Lord of the whole universes, who is the creator of the universes, thousands and thousands, millions and millions of the universes created by him, and he is appearing. He himself is appearing. Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Swayam, himself, directly. He is Krishna, not any incarnation. Just like in a drama, a person takes part as different parts. He plays as doctor, he plays as a policeman, he plays as a lawyer, he plays himself. And he plays himself as the same person. Just for a moment, if we take the headmaster of a school or the head of the school is arranging a play. In that, head of the school is also involved. So he comes as a policeman, and they will say, who is this man? He is a policeman. He appears to be known to us. Oh, he is our head. He is our principal. They are. But he is looking like policeman. Then he comes as a doctor. He comes as a doctor, checks the people and all that. This doctor, he is our principal only. Yeah. Now, the principal actually awards the gifts to all these people who have done the service. Well, the principal, as principal comes, he is principal himself and he is doing the action also on the stage. So the people recognize, he is the principal himself. And he is saying, being the principal of this school, now it is my duty to honor all of you. And he calls all people one by one and give the honors. So similarly, when Krishna is appearing, Krishna is appearing as Krishna. This is the mercy of Krishna, that sometimes he comes and he gives the direction, establishes the religious principle. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyadhanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamyaham. Whenever there is reduction, whenever there is the dharma is reducing, coming down to the lowest level, then I appear. Krishna's statements are absolutely clear, point by point. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyadhanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujamiham. Then I will come whenever there is declining and whenever there is danger to the dharma. Now what he will do? Paritranaya sadhunam, number one. I will save. Paritranaya saudunam. The sadhus are protected. Number two, vinashaya cha duskritam. Those who are creating all these problems, they will be duskritam, they will be finished, they will be killed. Next, dharma samsthapanarthaya. Dharma samstha, not only protecting the sadhus and killing those who are creating all these problems, demands, Krishna does the dharma samsthapana, the re-establishment of religious principles. Sambhavami yuge yuge, again and again, in every millennium, whenever these things happen, I will come, I will descend. So, Krishna is not an ordinary person. So, the whole earth, all the living entities who could identify, who could smell that there is something, great thing is going to happen. And without any reason, they are feeling very happy. Without any reason, in their thoughts, the pleasant mood is coming. That is what the greatness of Krishna. The whole mood will become very pleasant. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared on this earth about 500 plus years back, same thing happened. All people were chanting Hari Hari and Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and the moon had gone into eclipse also, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. I will just read 2-3 texts which are very Adi Leela 1:13:19. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is saying, I offer my respectful obeisances on to full moon evening in the month of Falguna, an auspicious time full of auspicious symptoms, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu adventured himself with the chanting of the holy name Hare Krishna. So, on the full moon evening of the month of Falguna, when the Lord took birth, coincidentally, there was also a lunar eclipse. In jubilation, everyone was chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hari, 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 Hari. And the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then appeared, after first causing the appearance of the holy name. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he appeared, and he instructed the people how they can come out of these material attractions and material bondages. Sanatan Goswami goes to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and gets his instructions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very, very clearly gives the directions for the whole human society to follow for happy living on the earth as well as in the Golok, going back to Golok Vrindavan. So, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, when Sanatana Goswami went there, he gives the instruction why the people are suffering. Krishna Bhuli Seyi Jiva Anadi Bahirmukha Atayeva Maya Tare Deya Sansara Dukha. Chapter 20:117. Krishna Bhuli Seyi Jiva Anadi Bahirmukha Atayeva Maya Tare Deya Sansara Dukha. Because the person has forgotten Krishna, Maya will give the Sansara Dukha, the miseries in the material life. The miseries in the material life are experienced because he had forgotten Krishna. And how the material miseries are given. Kabu swarga udaya, kabu naraka dubaya. Dandya jene raja yena nadite chubaya. Kabu swarga udaya. Sometimes he is elevated to the upper planets where he thinks, oh, I am enjoying. And suddenly he comes on the earth and goes down below the lower planets. Just like the king, Dandya jene raja yena nadite chubaya. Just like the king, while giving the punishment, he takes the person and he puts them inside the water. And he says, I am dying. Then he looks. I am saved. I am able to breathe. So nice. He feels happy. And the moment he is almost happy, then again inside the water. I am dying. Again happy. Again. So, this is the way. Dandya jane raja yena nadite chubaya. This is how the king is giving the punishment. And in the same manner, these human beings who are attracted to material things, they are undergoing the difficulties and they feel they are being, they are enjoying, they are happy. Actually, the material attraction is so strong that if somebody says, we have the direct flight to Golok Vrindavan, the flight ticket is free, please come. They say, no, let me finish off this little bit of enjoyment, then I will board the flight. They are so much attracted. Prabhupada often illustrates this story of Brahmana and Narad Muni. Narad Muni once goes to Vaikuntha and describes Vishnu Bhagavan that the people are suffering so much I want to help them. Then Vishnu Bhagavan says, okay, they are so much attracted to material things and you want to help them. Okay, you help them, you bring one person on his own willing to come to Vaikuntha. Narad Muni says, that is so easy, I will ask them, please come to Vaikuntha, anybody can come. So he was feeling it so easy and he comes down and sees a Brahmana, very nice Brahmana doing lot of rituals and all that. He feels, I think I will first catch this fellow and then bring him to Vaikuntha. He goes and he tells, you see Brahmana, you know, yeah, I know this life is so dangerous. And we have to reach aboard, we have to get liberated, that is the only way. Hari, you know everything, so nice. Now you have the opportunity. I have come here to take you to Vaikuntha. Just come. Now you need not perform any austerities. You need not do any big things. You need not perform anything, whatever. Okay, now your life is changed. Come. Just come. Yes, Narad Muni, I am very happy, I have to go. We have to go to Vaikuntha only. But see my wife, see my two children, two sons. They are just little small. I have not even done the Janyu Samskara, the thread ceremony also I have not done. So, some more years, just you give time, I have to come. I have to come to Vaikuntha only. I know. Vaikuntha is the only place where we don't have any problems. But my two sons. Narad Muni looks at him. This fellow had been going up and down, taking birth and dying in the birth-death cycle for millions of years. And he is asking a few years. No problem. He says, okay, no problem, I will come back. Now, after a few years, Narad Muni comes and says, where is your son? He says, my son is married. Why? So nice. In a short time, how many years have passed? Only a few, 10, 12 years passed. Oh, so nice. Now what is the problem? Come on. Now I have come at the right time. He says, you see, my son is just married and I want to see my grandson. Grandson you want to see? Yes, okay, he is not willing. Vishnu Bhagavan told him, on his own willing he has to come. He says, you will come after that? No, definitely. Only Vaikuntha Dham is the place where there is no misery. He is explaining all that. And he says, only a few years. Now after a few years he could see the child was born and all that. Narada Muni says, come on now, your grandson is running. You see, my wife, she had become so old, she cannot live actually without me. A few years. After a few years again he comes and sees that he asks, where is this fellow? He asked the people, this was a Brahmin, oh, that man died a few years back, and but he could feel his Atma, his soul is here somewhere nearby. He was feeling. Oh, Brahmana, who was Brahmana? You Atma, where are you? Oh. A dog runs and comes. Oh, yeah. Narada Muni, I could identify you. He said, you have learned the lesson. You see, what have you become? Narada Muni, just see the house. Narada Muni looks. Those windows are open. And anybody can go inside. I have put so much of gold inside the house. These fellows, my son, my daughter-in-law, they don't have sense. I am protecting. I am taking care. You are taking care of what? That money which I saved. Which? You as Brahmana. Now you are a dog. You have already left that body. Still you don't have sense that this life is so short and you have to keep on taking. Yes, 84 lakh species I had to keep on roaming. I can't get the birth. And you are so kind that you want to take me back to Vaikuntha. But, you see, I worked day and night and earned so much of wealth that is inside the box. And these fellows, they don't have sense. They will get sense after a few days. Then I will come back. Narada Muni looks at him. What sort of a fool he is. I have come here and I want to take him without any austerities. And this fellow is, okay, I will come afterwards. After some time he comes and finds the dog is not there. He is somewhere. I can find this fellow is somewhere. Oh, Atma, who was Brahmana, who became dog, where are you? A cockroach comes out from the drain. Cockroach comes out. Oh, have you understood now what sort of problems? As dogs you have suffered on the road. Nobody is identifying. Your sons, they chase you out. They beat you out. And you have understood? No, come on. No problem. Whatever has happened. You come with me. We will go to Vaikuntha. I will take you to Vaikuntha where there is no misery. You see, Narada Muni, I understand that. But this foolish daughter-in-law, she is putting cashew nuts inside the drain. And those cashew nuts are coming down into this drain. If I am not eating, some other cockroach will eat and enjoy. Let me eat for some. You see, this daughter-in-law, she becomes wise after a few days. I will come after that. After enjoying this, Narada Muni looks at him. Okay. Again he comes and sees he had become a snake. Oh, snake, now at least now you come. I am giving you this opportunity. Come with me. Narada Muni, that field which I have left for my sons, it has grown so much. And so many rats and all these things are there. I am eating and protecting the field. They don't know. They have worked so hard and they are going to get this. If I am not protecting, who will protect them? A few days after the harvest season is over, then I will come. Narada Muni looks. You see, you were a Brahmana. You were, then you became dog. Then you became cockroach. You don't get the sense. You are not becoming wise. You are still foolish only. Narada Muni, you leave all that. The harvest, such a nice crop this time. These fellows, my sons and daughter-in-law, they don't have that much sense that it is so valuable. They are not protecting. Who will protect you? Tell me. Narad Muni, you don't understand.
Narad Muni looks at him, huh? He is shouting back at me, saying, I don't understand. He says, okay, it is your fate. Somebody sees that the snake had come, they kill and they go.
This is how the material attraction is. One by one after the other, the attraction doesn't end. And we are in the cycle of birth and death again and again and again and again, millions of times. So, looking all these problems, actually Prithu Maharaj was a very great king, and he gave so many instructions to his people. One day he called all the people and he was telling how they should lead a happy life, always engaged in the devotional service. People were not interested to listen. And still he was giving instructions, canto 4, text number, in the chapter 21 and 22. And he prays to all demigods, kindly help me to educate these people. Then come the four Kumaras, they appear. Prithu Maharaj pays all the obeisances, honors them and requests and asks them. The person whose aim is sense gratification only, how he should be elevated, how he should be liberated from this, kindly explain. Then the four Kumaras give various instructions. One of the most important instruction, Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 4, text number, chapter 22, text number 39, 422-39. Yad pada pankaja palasha vilasa bhaktya karma shayam gradita mrudgadayanti santa tadvanda rikta matayo yatayo piruddha sroto ganastamaranam bhajavasudevam. Prabhupada very nicely translates it. Just try to worship in devotional service Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even the great sages are not able to control the forces of the senses as effectively as those who are engaged in the transcendental service and get the bliss, transcendental bliss, by serving the lotus feet of the Lord, uprooting the deep grown desire for fruitive activities. So the only way the Sanatana Kumaras, the four Kumaras, explain to the whole humanity that just worship Krishna. It is very difficult to control the senses, even by the great rishis, great sages, who get totally involved, who are away from the people, who think they can come out of the sense gratification activities, but still they cannot come out. It is very difficult. They have made it very clear, it is very difficult. In Kali Yuga, it is much more difficult. But when a person does the transcendental devotion, the devotional activities, the moment a person is doing service to Krishna, it is transcendental. The moment he is doing those activities, the big tree which has grown with a very deep root, that is the sense enjoyments, that will slowly get uprooted. So the only work of the human beings having come to this world is to bhaja vasudevam, to only to pray to Krishna, do devotional service, and they can slowly come out. The more the devotional service, the more fast they can come out. So Prabhupada has given us the guidance how we can actually come out of these material bondages by serving the devotees, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, and following four regulative principles. Unless we follow the regulative principles, the effect will be very less. Once there was one person who said, one Vaishnava goes to him and tells him, you see, in this world you have to follow the rules and regulations, otherwise you can't get the liberation. Then Brahmana said, that was a farmer. He said, no, I can't do, I have to go, I have to work, I have to do this. Okay, you get up in the morning, no, not possible. Do Mangalarti, not possible. Offer to Krishna and take prasadam, I can't do, somebody else can do. No, I can't do. Then he said, unless you follow rules and regulations, it is very difficult, you will be remaining like this only, just like dog and cat. Then he says, you tell me one thing, some rule you have to follow. Then the farmer says, one thing I can do. One potterer is there who is my neighbor, I will see every day and then take the meals. So every day I will see and take the meals. Then he said, okay, at least you follow this rule. Every day, without missing, see the face of that fellow and then take the meals. You follow this rule, you will definitely get some prosperity. Then he, every day he goes and sees his, okay, I have seen my friend, and then he takes the meals. One day he goes to his house and he sees he is not there. His wife tells him he had gone to the forest and for digging and taking the mud. He was a potterer, makes the pots. So then this fellow waits for him, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. He was very angry. He says, I myself will go and try to see him and come back and take the meals. So he starts moving, he goes to the forest. And then he sees what this fellow was doing. He was digging and suddenly he found a golden wealth, the treasure, big pot of gold. Then he was taking out. Then that fellow comes and sees him. Okay, I have seen, I am going. He says, Ari, this fellow had seen this wealth and he will create problem. He calls, okay, you come here, 1 minute. That fellow is saying, I have seen you, that's all, my job is over, I am going. He starts moving. Then this fellow moves fast, runs to him and catches him and tells, you see, I got this treasure, half treasure to you, half treasure to me. Then he gets the wealth. He goes back home and explains all this to his wife. His wife tells him, just by following one rule, you have got so much of wealth. If you follow all the rules told by the Vaishnava, you will get much more. This is how everyone tries to avoid, but definitely there is benefit. The biggest benefit is coming out of this Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, the cycle of birth, death, old age and the disease. So we have to take our balanced life. We don't know how much is left out. Maybe a few days, maybe a few years, maybe a few decades. We don't know. We have to take very seriously and then always remembering Krishna and always chanting and doing devotional service, we have to spend our time. Hare Krishna. Any questions, if I can answer?
We see sometimes that young devotees come and they feel obligated to their parents and responsibilities in the world naturally. You know, even I think Gopal Bhatta was told that Lord Chaitanya, you go home, take care of your elderly parents until they're finished. Even Lord Chaitanya had great respect and love for mothers. So in the name of renunciation and enthusiasm to advance in Krishna consciousness, we should be careful not to neglect our social responsibilities in a mature way. Because, you know, it's like there are family responsibilities, mother, father, you have certain obligations in life. So there's a fine line. We should be enthusiastic and remain in Krishna consciousness strongly, but at the same time, not overly enthusiastic to give up our responsibilities. We also have responsibilities. Just an observation.
Thank you. So when Arjuna Arjuna, Krishna repeated, when Arjuna wanted that, when Arjuna said, I don't fight. No, I cannot fight and kill my people. He is my guru. So Krishna told him, your duty is to fight. Come and fight. 8.7 Bhagavad Gita. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanus marayudhyacha mayyarpita manobad. So that's why yamyam opis maran bhavam chajachante kalyavaram. As you keep on thinking and contemplating, the same birth you are going to take place. 8.6. 8.7 in continuation, Krishna says, Tasmat, that's why. Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu, always remember me and carry out your duties. So when we have the responsibilities, we have to always remember Krishna and carry out the responsibilities. Krishna will show the way and how we can really totally dedicate to Krishna. Yes.
Thanks for the interesting lecture. I want to ask, like this soul, which is pure, like full of knowledge, Satchidananda, how it is attracted towards like the sense gratification and like entangling this material?
Yes.
How starts?
Yeah. When you buy a mirror that is so nice, so clean, and you by chance, you go for preaching to America, after 2 years you come back and see the mirror. That was, your son says, we bought this mirror, so nice, so clean. How is that so much of dirt? I can't even see my face. The dust is on the mirror. That's why, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Maha Davagni Nirvapana. That is how Hare Krishna Mahamantra removes the covering, the dust on the jnana, the knowledge, which is already there. So the process of Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting is to clean that.
The question was that how this pure soul entangled this
sense, the material attraction is so strong, one wants to forget Krishna and enjoy. The moment he wants to forget Krishna and enjoy, that's all. That dust has started accumulating. And one by one desire after the desire, desire after the desire, life after the life, that's all. In the process of birth and death, again and again. Okay, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I have to ask that, teachings of Vishuddha, please, Sanskri, he calls on Shloka, Guru Sasya,
I'm not able to hear. Just take out your mask. Yeah, you can just tell. Yeah.
He said, renounce everything.
Yeah. Yes, yes. 100% correct. Renounce everything which is not favorable for Krishna's service. If Krishna's service is required in the marriage life, yes. Krishna says, I am the sex life. Balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam. Dharma viruddho bhuteshu mamosmi bharadarshava. I am. He says, I am the sex life. When it is as per the rules and regulations. When it is for producing Krishna conscious children, then the material life is required. The parenthood is required.
Yeah.
So, renouncing everything which is not favorable for Krishna's service. Huh. Yeah, we have to do the service to mother and father and...
Renounce.
That's what I'm saying. Renouncement which is not favorable for Krishna's service. When you are doing Krishna service, something is an obstruction. Your job is becoming an obstruction just because of the job you are unable to perform Krishna service. Let us take the example. Then you have to quit the job and choose such a job that where you can perform Krishna service properly. You have to do the job, but do the job, take the job in such a way that the job is in in line with the services. So our service to Krishna is important. Krishna, as I mentioned, 8.7, tasmat sarvesha kaleshu mamanas mariyudhyacha. You have to do fighting in this war. But tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanus mara, always remember me and carry out your duty. Because of this I am unable to remember you. Remove that which is causing you to forget Krishna. The point is, whatever causes you to forget Krishna, you have to renounce that. That renunciation, everything is that only, not what is favorable for service in Krishna. No, that is not. Thank you. Any other problem? Oh, one more.
Hare Krishna.
You
told about the sense gratification.
Yeah.
Have you seen Krishna consciousness many years to practice? You see all the devotees also, they are practicing long time, but it seems that
I understand.
Carried away by the sense gratification.
Yeah.
And they get caught up with the things.
Yeah. Correct. A child, I understand your question. A child, while walking, I see this child falling down so many times, whether he will be able to run. What is your answer? He is falling down. He is 10 months old, 11 months old. He is just getting up and falling down. This fellow, can he run? Why no? He is 10 months. He has to learn. He will learn walking. He will learn walking and he will definitely become. This is the process. The process is you have to fall down many times. Then only you will, while learning cycle, you might have experienced, you will fall down many times. Your father might have said, yes, you have to fall down. Then only you will know how to balance. If you don't fall down, you don't know how to balance. So, falling down sometimes occurs, but the process of chanting, the process given by Prabhupada is so perfect that these defects will automatically slowly go away. Cheto darpana marjanam is that only. You are not able to see your face in the mirror, but as you keep on cleaning, slowly your face starts appearing in the mirror. Same logic. So many people who are using, you see, very thick dust is accumulated on the mirror. If you use a small brush, then it takes longer. If you take a bigger brush, if you take some other process, so that's how the cleaning process. We all are in the process of cleaning and becoming pure devotees. Chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will reveal everything inside. Krishna says, I am sitting sarvasya chaham vidisannivishtam atta smriti gnanam apohanancha. I am sitting in every living being's heart and I am giving the intelligence. 15:15, you can kindly read the purport and the sloka, the text, then it will be very clear. Krishna is giving the intelligence, Krishna is giving forgetfulness, Krishna is giving the memory. So it is Krishna who is doing as per our karma. If you are willing to serve Krishna 100%, Krishna will make you 100% pure devotee by chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is the only process in Kali Yuga. If you adopt some other process and say, I am not getting the result, no. Prabhupada has made it absolutely clear what Prabhupada has instructed. If we follow, we are sure to go back to Godhead. Any other question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. So, Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavata Mahapuran ki jai.